Spanning today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa. So, we want to talk about a few things, mostly centered on the Participaction Community Better Challenge. It's now July, so that means that the challenge has wrapped up. But can we first just remind people, what was the Community Better Challenge?
For sure. So this year was actually the 50th anniversary of Participaction, the organization, and this year they were doing the Community Better Challenge, and it was a national physical activity initiative, just encouraging Canadians to get active, and it was a competition to find Canada's most active community.
Wawa was competing. How did it go overall?
Well, we did really, really good. We're very happy with the outcome. What happened was people could log on to the website or download the app, and you would track your move minutes. Move minutes could be completed by housework, gardening, biking. There were so many different activities that you could log. You could log your children as well or your family members. And with the organizations, they could create events and track them as well. So in the end, we came in fourth in the province and 24th in Canada, which is great because there were 1,700 communities participating in the Community Better Challenge. This was a great collaboration with the Wawa Family Health Team, Algoma Public Health, Superior Children's Center, and the municipality. And we met quite a few times leading up to June, planning our activities and getting our events going. Now, we each did receive small grants to help us do these activities. So it was a wonderful collaboration in the community. We had quite a few instructors teaching different classes from yoga to family fun nights, which were dance or exercise classes. We had drum pit. We had Pilates. The Wawa Family Health Team dietitian offered some cooking classes. It was a great group of people to work with, and I think we really did well as a community getting everyone active.
Now that it's over, where do things go from here? What happens next?
How it works is, in Ontario, the top five communities are considered finalists. It brings us one step closer to being named Canada's most active community or the province's most active community. So there's two different prizes that you're vying for. If you don't win the $100,000, there is a chance still to win up to $15,000 for your community if you're chosen in the province. So what we have to do is we have a submission that we need to submit by Monday, July 12th. It has a bunch of different questions asking us why we deserve to be named the most active community, what we've done to promote and engage the Community Better Challenge. It also has questions regarding input from the community or how the community reacted. So they're asking us to submit either photos, videos, stories, news articles, how our community was engaged in the Community Better Challenge. So we're actually asking that if anyone does have any pictures or stories that they think may be beneficial in our submission, to send them to us, and we can possibly add them into the final submission to become Canada's most active community or the provincial most active community as well.
That prize that you mentioned, that would be put toward just helping out with these options in the future, promotion, that sort of thing?
Well, as the committee, again, it's a combination of the Family Health Team, Algoma Public Health, Spirit Children's Center, and the municipality. We've kind of discussed if we happen to win what we would like to use the money for, and what we were looking for came with the idea of some outdoor equipment. We're talking about like fitness equipment that can be left outdoors year-round and you can use it at your leisure and it would just be accessible to all. So it wouldn't cost you anything. You could come use it, and especially with COVID right now and with the gym closed and not able to open for quite a while, it's something that may be beneficial year round and it won't be affected by those types of things, hopefully.
Since the challenge is now over, as you're preparing that submission, are there ways that you're following up on this challenge?
Absolutely. So though the program specifically for Participaction have ended, we've had quite a few comments of people enjoying the activities. A lot of people really enjoyed the poker run and have asked to do it again. So, you know, in the future, we may do some just for fun. But for the summertime right now, we do have a lot of youth programs running. And we hope to have some pop-up adult programs as well. Our active fit has ended and our functional fit. But we do hope to get everything going soon for adults. But starting this week, we started youth programming. So we have sports nights, road hockey nights, stand-up paddle boarding, which can be for adults and children. We have a youth afternoon on Friday, which is 1 to 4, and that'll include sports and activities and crafts and games. And then on Monday night, the Michipicoten Golf Course is actually offering free youth golf lessons for children 6 to 13. So it's also a great opportunity to get out there, no cost associated with it, and try out the golf course.
Sounds like a lot of options there, and if people want to know more about the options, about what's happening and what's available, I would guess they would contact you.
Absolutely. They can give a call to 705-856-2244, extension 240. We also have the Wawa Recreation Facebook page, which we do advertise quite a bit on, and there are a few other places that you can check out to see our programming and find more information.
Once again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.